What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to yet another episode of our weekly podcast. We are Batting Practice, of course. We got a great one for you tonight. Before we jump too far into tonight's episode, how are we feeling on this fine Sunday night? Oh,
it's late. Ooh,
it is
it's
kind of a
9 o'clock in the East Coast.
Late recording situation
Yeah.
going on.
We're back though. We're good. I have $18 next to me. For
wow.
some
Ooh,
random reason.
Make it rain.
I didn't mean to start off the podcast with a flex, but yeah, 18
say.
On the dot. It's a good number. It's, that's all I can tell you about it.
A fun
year I started to vote was when I turned 18.
Wow.
Along with, you know, the rest of America, but you know.
All right, Jacob, give me a NBA and a MLB player who's limited you think is the closest to 18 US dollars.
Okay.
Let's see how close
MLB
you are.
And NBA?
Yeah. Let's see. Who do you think, how much do you think, who's a respected player that is about $18?
18?
We'll do
I'm
it
going to go with, he's probably a little bit more. See, my prices for MLB are going to be a little bit off because
sure. Yeah, the market.
I don't know what
weird.
How many players are for sale and such. But the player that immediately came to my mind was William Contreras for 18
okay,
bucks.
Let's see. Okay, I'll look that up.
And then an NBA player.
Yeah,
I would say limited card, maybe like a. Is it doing Cade Cunningham a disservice to say he's only worth 20 bucks?
He might. That's a good shout. That's a great
okay.
shout.
That might be a good
That's
guess.
A great shout. Okay. You
wow.
are spot on with
wow.
Cade.
Okay.
Cade is
okay.
$18.07.
Wow.
Contreras, you could
you
get
could buy three of them.
They're almost four Contreras's.
Wow.
He sells for about
So what I was gonna say Adley, but so I bought we did an Adley giveaway actually. By the way, MLB giveaway in a few weeks. But we did an Adley giveaway last year, and I remember purchasing that Adley for 20 bucks. So I was like, you know what? Now with a little bit of inflation, maybe because no Adleys are for sale, he might be up to like 25, 27. So I didn't say Adley. So
spot
Adley
on.
Would have been my second guess.
Okay.
26
His floor
bucks.
Is 25.
Yep.
He's been
yep.
selling for 18 though.
No
that is,
way.
Wow.
Okay, that's
wow.
pretty good.
That's
pretty
actually
good.
Really impressive.
That's pretty good. We should do this weekly.
He knows the
boost my
silver
ego
market
a little bit.
He knows
guess
the silver
price.
Market. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. So
Guru.
18. Okay. What's a better buy, Cade or Adley?
Man, if we're going solely based off the team, it's a no doubter. Because you're going to stick with those Orioles all the time. But
true.
Fun fact, did you know that Adley Rutschman is 26 years old?
Yes, I'm on the seller data page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
What's Cade?
22.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
Yep.
So think about that. You're getting a few extra
a
years
ability.
Out of Cade, barring any crazy injuries or stuff like that. For sure.
True.
Just
well,
like
which
that.
Which he's already had.
If we're
which
talking,
he's already
yeah,
had.
I know, right? If we're
true.
Talking just this next year, dude, I'm going Adley all the way.
I like it.
Heck yeah.
Orioles. I agree. That's a great shout.
That's actually so impressive. That was like,
yeah.
I'm impressed with myself, honestly.
The only money I have is for
hey, is that
our
18
laundry.
Bucks?
Actually, like, guess the amount.
Oh.
Win the amount.
That's all quarters too.
So
that
I
might
got
be more
50.
Than 18 bucks.
Yeah,
probably more because I got $50 worth of quarters.
Oh,
and
dang!
So this is what $50 worth of quarters looks like. It's a good wrist workout.
Mm-hmm.
Reflects that wrist. $50. I don't know what I would guess if I were to guess an NBA player that costs 50 US dollars. I would go Dame. I bet you Dame is 50.
His prices are a little inflated with his all-star cards being released. I know that for sure. But I know his non-2023 cards are also only selling for like 28 bucks.
Yep.
Wow, okay, I'm way off. Yeah, you could get two Dames for 50 bucks.
What about 2023? 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Close. That's 59.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
23-24 is 59 bucks.
Yeah, that seems about right.
That's not bad.
Dame is really good for all offense. Shout out to that.
That is true as well. That's true. Well, boys, how was our weekend? We didn't ask the famous initial question.
It was a normal weekend. I just worked, honestly.
Woohoo. It's always fun.
Yeah. Went and I mean it's still the weekend.
That's true.
A couple more hours. True.
Like we just talked about this before, but ordered some nice Indian food tonight, and that was really good. Definitely got me prepped for this podcast.
Oh,
so we're good to go on that regard. But yeah, I mean it's a pretty simple weekend. It's about to be 70 degrees here tomorrow though, so
wow,
gonna try and take advantage of that. I heard it's pretty warm up by you guys though too.
It's gonna be like 60s and it's gonna be 70 degrees on Tuesday. So
Tuesday, okay, get this, I'm pulling it up right now for accuracy's sake. High of 67 on Tuesday, high of 27 on Wednesday.
No, wait, no.
So 40 degree difference day.
No.
Yes.
What? What's going on?
That's and then nuts. Back up into the 60s by the weekend. Like what? What a strange.
Yeah, wait, I'm seeing the same thing. What the heck?
Isn't that so weird?
Like, weather is wild. Degree
it's a little anomaly.
Seriously.
Weather is
weird.
At the
end of the day, it's all unseasonably warm. Considering it's still February and we're going to get a day in the 60s, that's kind of crazy, but weird weather per usual. We all have lived in Wisconsin for enough years that it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Guess what tickets I'm about to buy.
Oh.
Ooh, Chicago Fire.
Yeah, baby.
Oh. Yeah.
Chicago Fire.
Let's go.
Home opener against FC Cincinnati.
Hey. Ooh.
I've actually seen before. I've seen in person. I think they did pretty all right last year. They didn't win. No, Columbus.
No, Columbus. Other
was the
other
team. Ohio
yeah.
team.
Ohio, exactly. Ohio teams in MLS. Watch out, man. But yeah, no, I'm super pumped. The MLS is back. Hopefully we get some new silver cards soon.
Oh, we'll see them.
But yeah, I definitely want to go to more Chicago Fire games this year. I went out to a fair amount of Cubs games, which I'm very happy. Mostly when the Cubs
you
lose.
Get to see. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second.
But oh yeah, I get to see a different person. But yeah, the Chicago Fire home opener next weekend. I'm gonna be there, so we'll have to take some pictures, do some shout out to Sower on tour.
Hey, let's go.
Feeling good about that.
So Chicago Fire in the first game drew with Philadelphia Union 2-2 on Saturday.
Ooh.
And earlier today, Cincinnati drew with Toronto 0-0. So both starting off with a draw.
Okay.
Which means next week, who knows? It might be 8-0.
And Philly is a good team. I think
Philly's
will be...
always been a good team, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, they bring with them the Philly jinx, but you know.
That's true. Maybe the Fire are going to be good this year.
Maybe. They don't have Capper anymore.
They upgraded. They got Hugo Kuypers. Hugo Kuypers.
Oh, no. He's not Polish, is he?
He's Belgian. He's Belgian.
Oh, okay. Another European K person.
yes. We got a little, I think it'll be a good synergy with Shaqiri and Kuypers. I think they're going to be good. I might buy a little Chicago Fire stack, boys.
Okay.
I think they could be good this year.
There yeah.
Okay. And the fire stack is going to include Fabian Herbers.
Oh, hey,
no way. A legend.
Batting
absolute
practice
legend.
Goat.
We have all owned his card at one point, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. I remember the days.
Wait.
Nash, do you still own him? No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Did you know he went to Creighton University?
Really?
Yeah, I think I looked that up at some point in time. Yeah.
That is so weird.
Okay.
That explains why he's sticking around. Like
that's homegrown talent right there, baby.
Oh man, that's
hilarious.
Shout out Creighton men's basketball.
Yeah, they're doing well this year.
They just lost to St. John's apparently, but before that, they took out who was it? Number one UConn.
Oh, yes they
by
did.
Almost 20 points. So shout out to Creighton and Fabian Herbers, I guess. Random reference today.
Oh, yes.
Learning new things all the time.
Okay, this reminded me of, I actually have a topic that is sports related that I needed to bring up.
Ooh. Do it.
So if you guys don't have anything else to say before we get into our main stuff.
No. I think we already started talking about the MLS. So
yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah.
Let's finish MLS.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And then we can hold that topic for a second. Hold that thought. Write it down. But yeah, so MLS. We all have our silverware team set, I assume. Definitely threw some rivals games in there as well.
Oh yeah.
But did you guys watch any MLS? I was working. I could not. My girlfriend went to the Charlotte game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
oh,
and they won 1-0.
They won 1-0.
A clean sheet at home to start it off.
It's because Carroll's gone.
Yeah, exactly. No, he was like the best player on the team.
He was. Carroll.
I also played him in a so rare team that is going to hit the threshold this week. So you know what? Shout out to Carroll Swiderski.
There we go.
For putting up 48 points.
There you go.
He was carried by everyone else on the team. But yeah, did you guys watch any or see any highlights or anything? I'm, other than Charlotte, I'm completely blank slated. I've been so busy. I was a little bit sick and I don't have much MLS in me yet. It is just the season kind of boom. Other than So Rare, it just kind of came out of nowhere. And I was like, that kind of rhymed. That was kind of sick.
Yeah. Spitting bars.
I'm trying to spit a little bit too much when I was sick, and you know I might have spread some germs over the place. But that's okay. Well, that's what Lysol's for. We sprayed her down. I didn't watch any. Yeah.
I didn't watch any either. I agree with you. It did come up kind of fast. I feel like it snuck up a little bit. I saw some highlights, but I didn't sit down and really watch any games. I will say it is hard to watch games being not in any of the markets because you have to pay for it most of the time. Sometimes games will be on randomly on TV, but a lot of times if you want to watch a game, you have to buy the season pass, and I don't have that. So I'm going to stick to highlights, and hopefully I'll catch some games that are on, maybe some fire games, but yeah. I didn't really watch any, which is kind of crazy. I am excited for the start of the season, though.
Nice. Yeah, I think my watching with So Rare is definitely, if I have a team, I'll watch. I have been waiting to buy MLS players because I'm planning to get the new season card so I can compete for cash, get that money, get that Nicola bank, get that bag. Exactly.
The $18.
Yeah, exactly. Get that $18 bag. But I think it actually is incredibly easy to watch MLS games if you have an Apple Plus subscription. I don't know if I still have that, but I remember it'd be fairly easy to get last year. But I did not watch any of it this time. I did see some awesome Hugo Lloris.
We're a bad podcast. None of us watched any.
I know. Yeah.
What the heck?
We're all holding out for the Inter Miami game tonight that just started.
It just started. I forgot to set my rivals lineup too.
Oh, you're messy.
Yeah, I mean, I think like nice. For me, MLS is also a great when the European seasons are over and there's just no soccer on. It's great. It's great to just have it. But you know, I watched plenty of soccer this weekend. I just didn't watch any MLS. Yep. I watched the Man City game. I watched the Arsenal game, and I watched the Wolves game. So lots of Prem. Again, because I have some Prem cards now. I like to watch in my lineups. But
Wolves are not the same without Cunha, man.
No, they are not.
They are not. They are not.
But I will say, Lamina had a very solid game. So
he did.
Jose Sa.
Shout out to Jose.
But people, yeah, Andrew. Andrew, I'm in the same boat as you. I watched a decent amount of soccer this weekend, just not any MLS games. I watched
Bayern pulled it through for once.
I watched Bayern. Yep, that was good. That was a solid game. Harry Kane scoring
Leverkusen
again.
Should have not pulled it through.
That I watched that game. That
I,
was
oh,
crazy.
I watched that game too. That game was crazy. Yes,
that game was. Oh man,
that was so funny. It was so funny.
Those both of their goals were very questionable.
Lentner was, I've never seen that. I've never seen that.
It was
you
like
have.
It was.
Yeah, you
it was.
Have.
It was Karius
just
all
think
over
about
again.
Liverpool from maybe 4 years ago. You've seen it before.
Champions League Liverpool. Rip. I did. I
Man,
speaking
maybe like
of
6 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I did watch the
four in COVID years.
The okay, I'm always terrible at pronouncing this. Is it the Carabao Cup?
Carabao.
The Carabao
Cup.
Carabao Cup final was today. Watched a 0-0 draw go into extra time, and then Liverpool win on.
Oh, you love that,
a
don't
lot of
you?
A lot of questionable stuff in that game, but you know, whatever. Anyways, the MLS is back. It's exciting. Even if none of us watched, we're all excited about it. I can promise
I
you
will.
That.
I just
Yes.
need, like, it was just a weird week. I was sick, so we're back. I will. It was very unpodcast like of me to not watch the MLS, but I will.
I'm watching some highlights, boys. I'm gonna send you this. This clip is great.
Are
we
these
got
are
an
these
absolute golazo.
are these streamable? You think?
I was gonna say, are we gonna get a live reacts here?
We could, we could. The goalkeeper. I don't know if we can show it. He definitely says some bad language at the end.
Okay.
He was cursing out his defensive. He was
if we don't
very
get the E
frustrated.
Logo from this reaction, we may or may not get the E logo from Rider Fate.
Oh, okay. Let's go. All right. Is this an explicit episode?
It might just be. Well,
yeah, I
that's a little teaser for you, but
we got to get some John Boy lip reads on this one.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's a
I'll
great,
work
it's
on
a great
I'll
one.
work on a short, a YouTube short for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's
I can
frustrated.
Start.
Carlos Gil
making
with
something
a
with that.
golazo.
Oh, Carlos Gil. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Mr. Gil. That's a card I'm going to target for a new season one. I think
he's
if you have Gil.
He's going to cost a pretty penny, I feel like.
He will. He will.
He's a top player for sure. For sure.
That's going to be the interesting with these cash tournaments, like whether it makes sense to go for the big boys and try to build an expensive lineup, but obviously if you spend more, you're going to have to win more to recoup that. Or do you go for a more value guy like a Reynoso, or maybe Reynoso is expensive, like a Hector Herrera, you know, even a Fabian Herbers.
Yeah.
You know, you go for one of those and then hope that they put up the scores like we would see out of Gil. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, did Reynoso get captured again? Like, what?
What?
No, is he gone? Is he gone?
No, he's
dude.
He's
he
gone.
He DMP'd. He DMP'd.
Oh, no.
I.
What, was he in the squad? Was he in the squad at least?
No, I don't even think he was in the
Oh,
squad.
no.
So I put him in. I purposely put him in. Like, I basically put in like a training lineup into the All-Star. I have enough players, but not really starters. And I put him in there, and he was, I think he was projected not to start on Soda Data.
Yes, because
I was
he's
like,
hurt.
oh,
he's hurt.
Okay, it's hurt. Okay. I didn't see the thing on Soda Data that was indicating he was hurt when I was setting my lineups, and I was like, oh no, here we go again.
Jacob,
Well, at
how
least
do you say
he's.
it's very frustrating in Spanish?
Spanish.
Yeah, because that's what he said. That's what he said.
Probably. Like, I don't know. Muy frustrado.
Muy frustrado.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Pretty
Perfect.
Pretty direct translation there, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what the article says. It's very frustrating, he said in a Spanish interview translated to English by a team employee. So
nice.
There you go.
I don't think you need to translate that one. I think most people would understand what he's saying.
That's funny.
Or if he's just like, yeah.
He probably said adios, mio.
Oh,
see. Oh, that's funny.
At least
well,
he didn't
boys,
disappear.
Boys, at least he didn't disappear this time, exactly.
We know.
My topic here hits very close to home. And I don't know if either of you are familiar with it because you're both not living in the area currently.
Ooh.
But we used to go to this team's games when we were younger all the time with our grandma, nonetheless, which was always
Hey,
a great time.
Marquette, yeah.
No, not Marquette. It is your Milwaukee
Admirals.
Admirals in the AHL. They were on a 19-game winning streak.
What?
19
Whoa.
games in a row they won in the AHL.
That's ridiculous.
They just lost like an hour ago.
Oh, rip.
So they won they're 19-1 in their last 20 games. I just looked up the stats. They put up 40 shots on goal this afternoon and lost 4-2.
Rip.
That's
Is
like
that a
Josh Allen in
record?
Rocket League.
Is that a minor league hockey record?
I don't know. AHL winning
There we
streak
go. This is
record.
batting practice season two, everybody. We are looking at minor league NHL
It
teams.
is the second. Oh, okay,
Ah.
wait. Okay, this is weird. Get this. It is the
Okay.
second longest winning streak in history. The longest was 28 games by the Norfolk Admirals.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
The
different
other
Admirals.
Admirals. All
Nice.
right, well, there you go. Second longest in history. That's pretty darn good.
That's cool.
Are they active? Is that a, there's two teams in minor league hockey that are also are the Admirals? You
Maybe
know,
different leagues? I mean, like.
that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I don't the North I can't say I've heard of the Norfolk Admirals before, but I think there are. I think there are two. Yeah, they play in the
Hey.
American Hockey League. Of they're
Wow.
an affiliate of the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Anaheim Ducks.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting. The Admirals versus the Admirals.
There we go.
That's fun.
19 games though. I don't think it's that's big enough to make it out into like national sports news, but in the area it was a pretty big deal.
I'm kind of surprised I didn't get word of that somewhere.
I
'Cause that's
know.
crazy. Like even
Right?
for a smaller league of any sport. Like
Especially in hockey
if
too.
an NBA G League team won 19 straight, I bet you'd see something about it. Like you'd catch it on the bottom line of ESPN or
Right.
something like that.
I think you're right. I agree with
Wow.
you.
It's a second long winning streak. That's insane.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy.
So I guess speaking of Milwaukee sports, finally, over this past week, at least since we recorded last, I want to say, the Brewers, they're all back. Spring training has officially begun.
Let's go.
And I couldn't be more excited. I'm watching videos of Sal Frelick at third base. I'm watching videos of William Contreras hitting home runs in his first at bat today. And
Heck
that
yeah.
itch is coming back, boys.
Yes,
Ooh,
sir.
ooh, that itch
I
is coming
know.
back. We had baseball on at work the other day. Spring
Oh.
training. I know, right? Isn't that
Hell yeah.
crazy? That was
That's
like the
awesome.
Dodgers like D team lineup, and they were
Oh
still winning 8-1 or something.
my God.
So yeah. Dodgers 2024 MLB champions. Anybody?
Ooh.
Did you see that game, Jacob, that you're
Yes.
referencing? The eighth, so they did you see that Tatis mic'd up?
No, I didn't see
So
that.
this is a funny story. So Tatis was mic'd up for the first inning, which normally first a half of an inning is 10 minutes, 15 minutes. He was on air mic'd up for 45 minutes because the Dodgers put up a snowman in the first top of the first.
Oh, man.
They had two or four 2-run home runs, and they just destroyed the Padres. And poor Tatis had to stay mic'd up the whole time.
Oh, that's so
Oh,
funny. Like, what do
you
you even
know,
say?
I was gonna say, you know, they prepped probably like 15 minutes
Yeah.
of conversation and nothing beyond that. So,
Right.
oh, that's tough. I guess you just resort to small talk. You're like, how
Oh,
was your off season?
and I think there are multiple pitching changes too. So to make it
Oh
worse, like
God.
it wasn't just like the offense, like there was multiple stoppages that made that a very long inning.
Jeez. Are you guys a fan of players being mic'd up during live action?
Spring training, send me. I'm okay with that. But if it's like, I'm pretty sure they started doing it during live baseball games now. Is it the Apple TV broadcast? It's usually like the weird ones during the day.
ESPN does it.
ESPN.
Sunday Night Baseball. Yeah.
Sunday Night Baseball.
I don't know. It just seems like, imagine you were doing that in football. That would be fantastic. If you were like interviewing a lineman as he was trying to rip someone's guts out, that would be pretty good. But it's almost insulting to baseball that you can sit there and just interview someone while they're playing the game.
That is true.
Yeah, right, right. There's so much stoppage.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cheesy. It's even I never really liked when they interviewed the managers during the postseason during the games. Agreed. And that they've done that for a while now.
Yep.
So interviewing the players, I don't know. It's funny when they get a ball hit to them. I will say that.
That is quite exciting.
And you will get good good clips for sure. But other than spring training, I think it is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Josh.
Like mic'd up players, and then they like take the sound bites after the fact, or like at a commercial break, they'll like throw in the sound bites or whatever. Like that's fine to me, but when you're like live interviewing someone as they're playing the game, I'm like that is very distracting and like you said, kind of cheesy. But I'm all for the mic'd up content. I think that's always super funny to hear what the players are saying to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many people have personality, and I think the best ones are the players when they're not on defense and not hitting, like. They've just hit and they're just going for, or a pitcher that isn't pitching that day. Those are great interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when the manager is trying to do their job and someone's asking them questions, that's gotta be so, but I mean, it is part of your job. Like conversations like that get people to watch, and ultimately that's what pays your bills.
Right.
That's true.
But as a fan, I think the interviews are pretty entertaining. And I think they're great for spring training. They're great for the All-Star game. But during games, it's a little bit, I don't know. People need to focus up sometimes.
Right.
Okay, guys. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Spring training games have officially started, and we've had a decent amount of them. Are Juice Baseball's back? Because I swear every game has at least like 7 runs or more. The Yankees and Tigers game yesterday was 22-10. And
that's
I get it. It's spring training, whatever. Your pitchers are working on different stuff and you're putting out your C and D teams or whatever, but that's a 32 runs even from like your D players. That's insane. So are Juice Baseball's back? Like, are we getting 70 home runs this year?
Hear me out. I mean, the Brewers put up a bunch of runs. The Brewers hit a decent amount of home runs. We saw the Dodgers obviously do it. 22-10 is unheard of. The Yankees have put up multiple big run games in multiple days. It's crazy. But hear me out. Maybe this is a conspiracy theory. Maybe it's the truth. Why not throw Juice Baseballs into spring training? You'll get people's attention immediately. It's February 25th that they were recording this, and we're talking about the Yankees scoring 22 runs.
That is true.
Why not throw Juice Baseballs into spring training? They scored 22. They went 22-10.
Okay.
In a game.
Yes. Let me give you the scores.
This is a football score.
This is just from yesterday's slate of games. 11-7, 6-5, 4-3, 9-8, 22-10, 5-3, 14-13, 10-5, 8-4, 4-0, 5-1, 8-7, 5-4, 6-2, 7-7, 7-4.
That's insane.
Like,
wait, who was the one team that got shut out?
Your Cleveland Guardians.
No, I was so hoping you were going to say it was the A's, but.
Oh, the A's put up one.
A's put up one. Yeah.
Yep. Those are the two lows.
That is wild. I think the Juice Baseball theory might have some actual, like, literal juice behind it.
Right?
Should I do some more research?
Let's hear it.
The fences are smaller in spring training? I don't know.
No.
The air is thinner?
I think the gap between MLB tier pitchers and their AAA and minor league equivalents is huge. Even the top MLB pitchers, like even if you look at a average rotation, if you go first to five, I mean, unless you're like a stacked team like the Dodgers, you know, there's a big drop off. Like the Brewers this year, it's going to be whoever their fourth and fifth starters are this year. It's going to be, if they are in contention, it's because those players are outperforming. If you zoom out and then you look levels below, there's just a lot of pitching talent out there. But I think just the level it takes to perform at an MLB level is just really high. Granted, you could take the counterpoint that they're also facing minor league batters. So, you know, maybe that does even out. But I think there's just a big difference between MLB pitchers and minor league ones. And I think maybe that is some of the scoring too, where it's just, you know, these guys are going in for a couple innings and they're giving up like three. Like if you and I went out there, the score would probably be 50 to nothing. Like they'd hit every single one out.
Andrew, there is 100% merit to what you are saying, solely based on the fact that position players, like veteran position players, will go out there and take their at-bats to see live pitching, but veteran pitchers will not pitch in spring training, and if they do, it's for an inning at most. So you are getting a lot of single-A, double-A, triple-A, non-roster invites, all those kind of pitchers pitching against some top-tier talent, for sure. So what you're saying makes perfect sense. But also juice baseballs.
I know.
Juice baseballs, yeah.
What am I going to make a YouTube short on later? Juice baseballs. I'm not going to make a YouTube short about why the top tier pitching is different. I'm kidding. We'll figure it out. But no, it's a very valid point. It is just fun to think about, like, the crazy. Because there will always be people that believe the crazy, too. So
that's true. That is very true.
But, yeah, spring training. Do you want to do an extreme vibe switch from sports? I feel like we've talked about sports for half an hour. I think we might need to give it a little bit of a rest, shall we?
Let's do it. And hit it with us.
Yeah, it's something. Let's talk about it. We've never talked about this. We've done this our entire life. All three. Well, not our entire life, but pretty much. Even back in the day, we'd go to one of each other's places, one of each other's houses, do a little LAN party, a little Star Wars Battlefront action. We have never talked about games on the podcast before.
What?
So today, we are going to be guessing the year that these top games came out.
Ooh.
So yeah, we can talk. We'll have banter for sure. But as for some of these games, it's gonna be a total crapshoot. So we're going to figure it out. But that's okay, because we'll have a little bit of time to talk video games. And that's okay if you don't like video games. You can feel free to skip ahead to the next section, because you know we have everyone's favorite section coming back to round off this podcast. But let's head over to Sporkle, shall we?
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Sporkle.
Bang.
Guess the release year of these video games.
Look at the can picture. We? It's awesome.
You know what year Pong came out? I don't know.
Oh, God.
And I know there's a bunch of these games that we have played, and there's a decent amount that we also have not played. So it's going to be like, we'll see. We'll see what's up.
All right, ready?
Wait. I'm going to bet we get to 20. Actually, okay. 20 would be great. If we get to 20, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
If you can type in like unlimited years, I feel like we should only get like one or two guesses per.
That's true. You could just do that. Mm-hmm.
We'll see I didn't want to mess with it too much.
Yeah, we'll probably get some random ones just on guessing another one wrong. Mm-hmm. If that's how
it works. That's right. That's true. Yeah.
We'll see how the quiz works.
All right.
All right.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Bang. Oh, it's highlighted.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
we're in trouble. Super Mario Bros.
Man, OG.
It's like, gotta be
like 1989.
Really yeah, like the original.
Gotta be.
Ah, Taylor Swift.
All right, let's start with ones that we know. Let's jump to Minecraft. Or
at least we can get Minecraft? Close.
I think Minecraft 2006 or 2009.
I was gonna say 2007 was the first that was what came to my mind. So it's gotta be. Oops.
2070. Whoa.
That's okay. So just think about 2006.
What about 8?
That is the first full year of YouTube. YouTube was out way before Minecraft. I think Minecraft is more like a 2011 sort of vibe. Told you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
League of Legends. I don't think any of us have ever played this game. I couldn't tell you.
Nope. Like, it's newish. Like, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, let's skip ahead.
Yeah, Nash, I feel like you could find the next one that we might have a good guess at.
Black Ops. The original Black Ops.
2008.
That's the exact year that came to my mind. Ooh, is it 7 then?
Or it was really? 10, yeah. I think. It was 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Andrew's Man, favorite game, Rainbow Six Siege.
So we gotta let's give Black Ops a little love real quick.
So good.
Best Call of Duty game out of the lot? Out of all of them?
Ooh. Ooh.
World at War? Warfare?
Modern Warfare 2?
MW2, baby.
Yeah.
MW2.
For sure.
But, that's tough between the two of them.
I mean, they're all so good. But zombies. Zombies.
Super Meat Boy. Never heard of it.
That's like 2000. That Super Meat Boy was actually made by the same guy who made The Binding of Isaac.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good game.
That's a good fact.
Ooh,
let's
GTA,
see. Okay,
San
GTA
Andreas?
San Andreas.
Isn't that like 04?
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I swear.
Wow.
Let's go.
You were 5 years old.
I remember those days.
Wii Sports.
Legend of Zelda. No.
Wii Sports has to be 2006 when the Wii came out.
Yep.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. Pac-Man. Oh boy!
All right, let's
no
do
no no
Red
let's
Dead
guess
2.
Let's guess Pac-Man.
All right. 1980.
Okay.
Oh wow!
He's done it.
Wow! Okay, PUBG.
July 1980.
Yeah, boy.
December 1980.
Oh, okay. PUBG on the first try too.
PUBG is 2017. Yeah,
Red Dead
was
Redemption
my
2.
Senior year in college, which would have been either 2018 or 2019. So probably not. Yeah.
2018.
Okay.
Elder Scrolls.
Ooh.
Skyrim was like early 2010s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Try 2012.
Oh,
11. Okay,
holy.
Nice.
God.
Stop it.
Duck Hunt is like the earliest video game ever.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So
I
maybe
couldn't
like
even venture.
1984.
Oh my God.
What is happening? No freaking way. What is happening?
Super Mario World.
This is weird.
Wait, FIFA 18.
If we get this,
FIFA 18 has to be 17.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
The Last of Us.
Ooh, I remember watching a playthrough of this in like, man, 2012, 2013. Yeah.
Among Us was like 2020, 2021.
No, it resurged in 2020.
Oh,
it,
but it's
it
been out for a while.
It actually came out, yeah. I swear it came out earlier than that, like 2016 or something. I don't know. We've guessed 14. Too much.
2018. There
yeah.
Go.
It resurged during COVID.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Super Mario 64.
Ooh, okay.
Or the 64. That's good. Let's guess my. Let's go 96.
Wow.
What is happening?
Holy
what is happening?
What is,
what
we
is
are
happening?
Just fucking killing
going
it.
Crazy. Ooh, red blue. That was like when we were younger.
I have no idea.
No. No, you're
no
thinking.
Idea.
No, you're wrong. That's Sapphire and Ruby.
Oh yeah,
those
you're
are
right.
Different.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No. We're gonna get it.
Oh, you want to guess this one?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're gonna freaking get it. I think it came out in 98.
Really?
No way!
What is happening? What is happening?
Dude,
oh my God.
I can see the future. We're
what
to the
is
past.
This? This is the best quiz ever. We're not even going to get 50%. It doesn't
okay,
matter.
Okay, Sonic the Hedgehog?
I have no clue.
Early 2000s?
GoldenEye?
That was the one that I was looking at.
All right.
It's got to be the, like 90s, right?
Like a 90, like or... a 90. Okay, so we had NASCAR 1999 for the N64.
I'm gonna
so
guess.
It probably 98, 99.
Let's go 97.
It was 7. Yeah, okay.
I got it. I'm goaded.
Let's go. Death Stranding was somewhere between like 2018 and 2021. Oh no, Death Stranding was the was 2020, 2021, 19, what?
Okay.
Oh, it was just okay. It was at the end of 2019. Okay.
Yep.
Roblox. I have no idea. I couldn't even.
How about Frogger?
2015.
When did Frogger come out, Andrew?
I'm gonna get no. Oh, Frogger. Let's go 82.
Oh,
I would
dang,
have.
Okay.
I would have absolutely lost it. All right, Mortal Kombat.
Roblox. That's 2015.
Or Roblox. 2015. Maybe that recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really
it's,
recent.
It's newer than Minecraft, isn't it?
Yeah. 17.
Wow. 18? What?
Okay, so maybe it's.
Is it not newer than Minecraft? It's older than Minecraft. Wow. I didn't know
at the
Roblox
same time?
Was 5 years older than Minecraft.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Mortal Kombat?
Couldn't tell you. Candy Crush? 2012.
No, it's got to be.
Wow.
Oh my.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Space Invaders and Tetris are old.
Oh, man. Tetris?
84.
Wow. What?
Soviet Union?
Soviet Union?
Still goaded. I'm still goaded.
Original Doom?
The original Doom is old.
Like
early 2000s, right?
No, even earlier, I feel like.
You think so?
Like 93.
What?
Wow, what the hell is happening?
The
here?
Sims? The
oh.
Sims was early 2000s, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
No,
that's another one
older.
That I feel like it could be
no.
older too.
I think it's no, it was like 99 maybe. No, 2000?
1000. Yes, that makes sense. Uncharted 2, couldn't tell you. The first Hitman game?
Couldn't tell you. How about Halo? The first Halo game and the first Fallout game must have come out pretty similar. Maybe Halo like 2001, 2002?
Wow.
Frick.
Fallout's got to be around there, right?
A little bit later. I would have said like 2004, 2005 maybe.
Not in
didn't
the...
Do eight.
Maybe
you
it
didn't
was
do
earlier.
Eight. You didn't do 8.
2008?
Fallout 1, huh?
I don't think it was in the... Really, the 90s.
It was 97. So. Crazy.
Wow.
Andrew, any last guesses that you want to have? Any wild
Come on,
best
Super
guesses?
Mario Bros. I feel like we should get.
86.
Well, that kind of came to my mind, too.
For the record, the averages might be skewed because we could
85.
Just spam years and get
I know,
these
we
all
could.
Right.
We
So
could
the average
be that,
might
yeah.
not be reflective of how amazing we just performed on this quiz.
I feel like 13. Peak Rainbow Six was, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, 2015.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive was 2012.
Wow.
Wow.
That is insane. That is insane.
I don't know why I have some of these locked in my head.
Okay, Super Mario World.
I couldn't even tell you.
90. I think it's older. I think it's older.
80, yeah.
Before in the 80s or in the 90s? Or like 90 or...
It couldn't be before the original.
It actually could. You don't know.
90.
1990. That's what I would have said. That's all I was going to say.
This is crazy.
30 seconds left. How about Birdie the Brain, one of the first video games ever made? How about like 1969?
Go earlier, 60.
Is there one in the
60s?
1950. Wow. Ignore this because we could have spammed.
Yeah.
Wow. Insane.
That was really well done, boys.
That was crazy. That was actually crazy.
We pulled some of that out of thin air.
Can you guess the release year of these video games? Would highly recommend. That was fun. That was a
that
good
was
a
good
one.
One. That was
yeah,
fun.
78. Mm-hmm.
We definitely had some good guesses, but also definitely knew a little bit more than I thought we would.
Yeah.
What do you say we bring the non-video gamers back and we round this pod out with our famous section that's become so famous recently, Nosh?
I know. Well, yeah. I'm just gonna jump right over. So we're just gonna
ooh,
do a
if
quick
you
roll.
Had to pick a game from that list.
Oh, I like it.
GoldenEye, probably. It's gotta be
GoldenEye. Yeah.
Minecraft is a top choice.
Super Mario Bros.
Wasn't the
is
biggest
a classic.
GTO San Andreas player because it was before our GTA time.
Right.
Wii Sports is a good choice.
Wii Sports is a
great
choice.
Game.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah,
I'm gonna go Rainbow
ones.
Six.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
I was like, that's
oh,
fair.
That's
I
funny.
Think GoldenEye might have to take the cake for me.
Black Ops was like peak.
Both
FPS
of the
Black
games.
Ops. Black Ops.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. I won't look.
Didn't see it. All
right. You can look now.
All right.
I think I was
fast. Let's
get
it. Do you have an intro for this section? I don't remember.
What do you mean?
Like,
does he
it's
say
time
something?
For Ride or Fade. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Everybody's favorite time of the podcast, Ride or Fade. All right. Starting off with number one, we have the new MLB jerseys, which I don't even know if this
drama.
This is very controversial, but it's controversial and it's I think it's pretty unanimously bad. I don't think there's anybody out there going, yeah, these jerseys are awesome.
Look at the pants, dude.
Yeah, they're completely
see-through. You can see his underwear.
Okay, so I picked this picture on purpose because if you see over here, there's a link. And
yeah, okay.
I'm guessing if I click it, it's going to go to the next slide. So, oh, no. Okay. All right. Wait. All right. So we'll let that simmer a little bit. But
okay.
I picked this picture very specifically because this is this video I saw on Twitter and I found it hilarious. This might put a little E on our podcast, but that's okay. But it's blurred, and that's kind of the joke. But you'll see here. So I'll start over for you.
Oh my god, what the heck?
No.
Oh, god.
No.
What the heck?
No.
MLB broadcast in 2024.
Wait, do they so is
those are large
boxes? Thirst traps? They don't even need OnlyFans.
That
they
was our
got
newest brewer. Right
I know,
there.
Reese Hoskins.
Front,
yeah.
Reese Hoskins.
I think he had the biggest box of them all.
So is MLB going after OnlyFans?
I think so. There's
I think
already
we should
been
probably
some...
take this off the screen. You
there's
don't
already
have to show this GIF 18 times in a row.
There's already been some extremely questionable pictures coming out of spring training of guys not protecting their area. And there's, I don't know, man. Rick Rubin, what are you doing, buddy?
Are we fading?
We're fading. I'm fading hard.
Well, all right,
like,
we're
figure
fading.
It out, man. Come on, Fanatics, figure it out. You take over this and you ruined it. You did
I think
a terrible
isn't
job.
It Nike? Isn't it Nike that
well, it's
it?
Nike. It's Fanatics. Okay, I read about this. Nike is just the logo, basically, but it's Fanatics like produces them and designs them.
Okay, now we guys were talking conspiracies earlier. Big conspiracy time. What if this is just a ploy to get Nike, everyone to hate Nike?
Ooh.
Like you make a bad product and then you put your competitor's brand on it and say, hey, that's very bad. Nike gets all the blame. You just get to say, well, that's not my company.
That's true. That's true.
Fade.
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 Bad jerseys.
Wow. Is that our first unanimous?
Yeah. Are you first unanimous fade, maybe?
I think
oh,
so.
Yeah.
I think we all rode cilantro.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We do like cilantro.
See, this picture doesn't even capture the lettering on the back. The players' names are like tiny. I don't know if you've seen that, but they're
mm-hmm.
like.
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah.
It's terrible. It's a meme.
It's terrible. All right. I think we might. I don't know. I think we might get another unanimous one on this next one, but.
Okay. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot that you're not supposed to preface it that way.
Wow.
All right. NASCAR. And the only reason why I put this in is because I just happened to watch the last six laps of the Atlanta race, which finished this afternoon. It was like the best finish to a NASCAR race I've ever seen. They went three wide to finish, and it was like all three cars were exactly even at the end. It was literally a photo finish, and it was like 0.01. It was like the super close, and it was very exciting.
And they gave him all a gold star because that's how NASCAR works.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you? Does that mean you're fading NASCAR?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, I'm riding NASCAR. I think it's still entertaining.
Can I fade parts of NASCAR?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think it has a bad rep nowadays because of fans, maybe necessarily, that have made a fool of themselves and portrayed themselves in ways that have been maybe not seen as best by a lot of people. But I will say, like, I have nothing against the sport itself. We grew up watching it, and am I glad it's back? I'll tell you what, I'm more glad baseball's back. I'm more glad the MLS is back. That's for sure. I'm still going to watch more NBA than NASCAR this season, even though the NBA has been on for months now. But
fair.
I won't fade NASCAR. I guess I literally have to ride it because it's a car. I won't fade it. I don't think it's earned my fade necessarily yet.
What?
Andrew, let's hear this controversial opinion.
Okay. Well, I'll say two things.
You also live in Chicago, where NASCAR destroyed your city for a week last year.
No. True.
Chicago destroys itself.
That's true.
we got. I'm riding. I think NASCAR is more exciting than hockey. That's the first point. That's the first point. I'm gonna say. The second point is, Josh, how can you ride NASCAR and also be and fade the Waste Management Open? Because what happens at the Waste Management Open is like every single NASCAR race. I don't get it. So, but I'm gonna ride it. I'm just calling you out for being inconsistent.
I will say this. I might be misremembering. I don't think I fully faded the Waste Management Open. I always said it's a tournament that I'd want to go to,
and that's true.
Hasn't changed. But I think I'm with Jacob. I'm fading aspects of it, which I guess is not the point of the exercise that we do here. But I also am being a little hypocritical. I will be the first to admit that I watched the last six laps. So I missed the first.
You watched more than MLS though.
375 or whatever. But yeah, that is true. That is very true. It was more accessible to watch than MLS was, to be fair.
It's true.
But
welcome to America.
Exactly. We hate soccer or football. Anyway, moving swiftly on. I know what I've got next.
Taylor Leon.
I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts on this. And this, it may be controversial. I don't know. But are you riding or fading speed limits? Because hear me out on this, okay? I don't necessarily mean speed limits in general, more so the fact that it is universally accepted that you can go, let's say, 6 miles per hour over the speed limit and you won't get pulled over. But if you're going, like, some cops will pull you over for 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. So I think this is more so the idea that you're like, there's an unwritten rule in driving that you're allowed to speed. So why do we have speed limits if you're allowed to go over them? That's not a limit. It's just a suggestion, and nobody really listens to it. And when people do listen to it, you're mad at them for going the speed limit because it's too slow. So I'm kind of fading speed limits solely on that aspect.
This is a hot take.
Yeah.
I think if the speed limit sign said speed suggestion, that would be hilarious and also super like British for some reason. It's just speed suggestion, mate. It It is more of a suggestion. I will say, there are people that go way under speed limits. I'm fading them. It's usually old people. Maybe that's a hot take. Maybe this is the E logo episode that deserves these such hot takes. But if you're in a speed limit of 55, let me reverse your entire segment against you. What is an acceptable speed limit that you are willing to drive behind someone in a 55? Like
60.
So if they're going 59, you're riding their butt? That's not right.
I'm passing them.
If they're going 59 and the speed limit's 55.
It's too slow.
Yeah, passing for sure.
And a one lane?
Oh. I mean, I'm going 65.
No, one lane. One lane.
I'm going 65.
So. One single lane road. We're not talking Chicago Highway 55. We're talking a single lane road.
Yeah.
We're driving home at night. This is my kind of drive home.
Okay, driving home at night. I'm passing them. Yes.
Yeah. No okay. Way. So I'm gonna fade the limit. Nah, not a fan. But you guys didn't leave. If you live in Minnesota, I don't know if this is true anywhere else. I've only seen this in Minnesota. They have speed minimums in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're driving on the road.
Yeah, Illinois. They're more popular now.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ride speed minimums, but I'm gonna fade speed limits. People need to be told to go that as fast. But yeah, I want to go fast.
I just always thought it was funny how there's like this universally accepted, like you can go 7 over and that's you're speeding, but we won't pull you over for speeding.
The cops do it too. They'll drive right next to you going 5 over.
It's true. That is true. And it's funny because like you would never ever be expected to get pulled over for going like 2 over, but you're going 2 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Right.
So you are speeding regardless. Anyways, I always thought that was weird. But now last but not least, we went backwards. That was
there's
cool.
No speed limit in NASCAR. So
there is no speed limit in NASCAR. True. Everyone's favorite part of Rider Fade, and that is
food.
Oh, and this is actually an extreme, another week. Very extremely controversial food topic. And it is black licorice.
I'm
fading it so hard.
Oh,
black licorice is the worst candy, the worst tasting taste of all time. It is terrible. That includes Good and Plenty, terrible candy. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Andrew.
See, I feel like this segment is just a stab at Andrew now, because I'm also fading black licorice. I agree. It's just not a good candy. There's so you could, if you're going to a movie theater for specifically for candy, I feel like Good and Plenty is those ones that always pop up, and you're like, nah, I don't want Good and Plenty. Give me literally anything else.
I don't think I've ever had candy at the movies. It's always I'm always a popcorn.
Always
guy,
popcorn.
So.
Also, that's a good take. I would extremely ride popcorn over candy at the movie theater.
Respect.
But we might have to make a movie theater candy list because I don't know if you guys are going to agree with this. I think they're called the Snow Caps.
Snow Caps. Yeah. That's the only candy I've ever had at a theater.
Top tier movie theater candy.
Okay.
Terrible outside of the theater. Great when you're watching a movie.
It's it's like chocolate, little chocolate pieces with sprinkles on it. That's literally what it is. But for some reason, in a movie theater, it's so good. Agreed.
Yeah. Black licorice is effing delicious. If you're listening still and you like black licorice and you are, you can drink legally wherever you are, drink a Sazerac. Highly recommend it. It's amazing cocktail. Tastes like licorice. If you don't like licorice, you'll hate it. If you love licorice, you'll love it. It's delicious.
That reminded me. I actually had a beer over Christmas time at a microbrewery that was flavored with Star Anise, and it tasted kind of like black licorice. It was fine, and I drank it, but man, I was like, oh.
Why did you get it?
I didn't know. I took a shot.
It was a Christmas ale, right?
It was a Christmas ale, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Christmas ale.
And I normally love Christmas ales, but this one just had a little too much of the black licorice taste. Andrew, in your favor, I did pick a very friendly picture of black licorice.
You did.
I think this is a very good looking picture.
What's a bad picture, Black Licorice?
Like, you picked like what?
Oh, you don't want to know. There is
charging cable drawer looks like. At home. Show me. That's what this picture looks like.
I will show you. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I don't believe. How can you make Black Licorice look bad?
I'm gonna this right here.
Which one? Those ones look great. What? Yeah, that's great.
Terrible. What is that?
Oh, that's great. Those little nuggets.
I think you're kind of, you know, like... I'm fading your take on the Black Licorice pictures.
What is this one? Was the one that was.
That's just pumice, like from a volcano. Kind of
I looked at Black Licorice and that's what came up. So, well, I mean, there you have it.
Yeah.
Black Licorice.
Very
good. I know. Shout out to Jacob and I's mom, because I know she's going to listen to this. And she loves Good and Plenty. So shout out to you, Mom. I know
Julie
you
have a Sazerac.
Good and Plenty.
Oh, I just doxed her.
Oh, my gosh. You did. You did.
We didn't get a last name. Just say their address now.
Not everybody wants to give their address online like you do.
I'll give you my crypto address.
Should I swat them right now? Should we swat them?
You just swatted Winnie too, exposed.
That's awesome.
And whoever texted you. You're just all of a sudden exposing everybody.
Although you can't see it. Shout out to Apple, the nice feature where you don't, unless the face is shown, the contents of the message are not shown.
True.
So.
Very true. Shout out you, Apple. We love you.
Scanning all of our faces.
Exactly. Anyways, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Don't forget to head over to the YouTube, click that like, subscribe, all that good stuff. We are like 20 subscribers away from 1,000. Get us over that 1,000 mark. We appreciate it. We'll probably have an MLB giveaway coming up soon, so be on the lookout for that. And as always, you just attended batting practice. Now you're ready to get in the game. Peace.